You are listening to Sci-Fi Party Line. This show may contain spoilers and strong language.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line. This is Kat, your hostess, and I have Anthony. And I met Anthony on Twitter, as usual. I'm always on Twitter. Tell the people a little bit about yourself, Anthony, and what you do, websites, whatever. Whatever you want them to know.
Well, my name's Anthony. I have a website. It's called blackgeekdom.com.
Oh.
And you can follow me on Twitter at MichAnt2. That's MichAnt, the number 2.
Okay, cool. I will put links to that in the show notes. Okay. So I talk about a lot of science fiction TV, and so first of all, I need to know. Let me talk about your website, blackgeekdom.com. I've visited several times. What is that about? It's kind of obvious, but...
Well, the thing is, you know, not to offend anyone, but there never seems to be a whole lot of, you know, African-American geeks. Mm-hmm. You know, I've gone to Dragon Con here in Atlanta 6 times now.
Six
times in a row. And, yeah, it does get a little, you know, it sort of repeats itself every year, but you see fewer and fewer black people.
Are you sure?
But I don't know if that's because the crowd's getting larger or whatnot, but it just seems like I go to a panel discussion, and my friend and I, we go every year, and we seem to be the only two there. And I decided, well, maybe I should make it my goal to try to get black people more into science fiction and fantasy, or at least try to show them that there are black people who are interested in science fiction and fantasy.
You know what I think? I think there's a lot of black folks into science fiction and fantasy and stuff. They just don't want to be labeled as nerds, and so they don't, you know.
Yeah,
they don't want to admit it, or you know, because I know a lot of people who watch Deep Space Nine, Star Trek. They're just not out with it, and they don't really feel.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who are into Wolverine and X-Men, but they don't tell anybody because they don't want anyone to think they're, you know, off their rocker. Yeah.
So I think we're the crazy people, are we? I don't know.
I guess so. We're telling everybody that we're into it, so.
Oh, so how long you been doing that?
The website?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the website's only been up about 2 years now.
Okay.
2 years. But it was, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, I started thinking about doing one. I was kind of intimidated by the whole website thing.
That's good.
You know, getting a domain and trying to build it. My wife is into this thing. She does instructional design, and that includes some website design. She kept saying, oh, I'll help you do it. And you know how that goes.
Yeah.
So I just decided one day to just dive right into it and build the website. And it's mainly me and I have a friend who does it as well.
Mm, okay. Well, it's pretty exciting. You got lots of pictures on it from DragonCon last year. Last year's DragonCon.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. I love the pictures. So I think I already friended you, but if you go this year, I always love. I sit on Flickr all day and just refresh and try to get pictures from DragonCon and Comic-Con and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I try to take a lot of pictures. I didn't take as many. The year before, I took a whole ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I didn't take as many. I only went a couple of days.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably take a lot more this year.
Okay.
So, you go to any conventions?
I have not been. I always, every year, that's one of my New Year's resolutions to go to one. It just never happens. I don't know why.
My dream is to go to Comic-Con. I think I'm going to start planning on it for next year.
Yeah, I want to go to that one too, but I want to start with Dragon Con since it's smaller and then graduate to Comic Con.
Yeah, if you come to Dragon Con, just let me know. And we'll hook you up.
I will. I will do that, and I'd probably make a big deal about it, pictures, podcast, stuff like that, just because. But
yeah.
I don't know that I'm going to do that this year. Probably not. I hope, but I want to. The desire's there. But
okay. No. Well, just let me know, and we'll something out. We'll help you out.
Cool. Okay. So what TV shows are you watching?
Oh, I watch everything. But as far
as... What are your favorites?
Favorites? Mm-hmm. Mainly Heroes, Smallville, Fringe, 11th Hour, Medium.
11th Hour? What's that?
11th Hour, that's the show, it comes on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
It's a remake of a British show. I can't think of the guy's name, but mainly he is a FBI. He's not an FBI agent. He's more like what's the word?
Dude, no, I don't.
Yeah, whatever. He helps him out.
FBI
on,
guys.
Yeah, they call it the 11th hour because they call him in at the last possible moment where there's nothing, there's something going on that they just can't explain. It's Rufus Sewell. That's his name. He plays Dr. Jacob Hood. And like the first episode, someone was cloning babies. There was a van that had babies, you know, fetuses all over the place. And they called him in to figure out what the heck was going on. But that's a remake of a British show that starred Patrick Stewart.
Oh.
Yeah.
John Luke.
The funny thing is I went and I watched the British version of the pilot, and it was the exact same thing. And it's kind of sad that we don't have a lot of original ideas here. We keep robbing from the British for our TV shows. But I kind of like
it. We don't rob everything from the British. Come on. We don't have an American Doctor Who yet.
No, because we keep importing their Doctor Who. We can't do any better than them.
Yeah, so. Nah.
Yeah, and Fringe. I really follow Fringe. I like that show a lot.
I'm really getting into Fringe. I really love the mythology. Are you all caught up on everything?
I'm caught up on everything except Chuck. I watched.
Are you caught up on everything in Fringe?
Oh, in Fringe,
I want
to
talk about it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you think about the mythology of what's going on in Fringe right now?
I think it's really, really interesting. I think a lot of people, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. One of the things that bothers me about it is when they have comic books, and they have stuff in the comic books that's supposed to help fill in some of the mythology for the TV show.
I did not know that. They should do an advertisement or something.
They should. I've gone to a couple of comic book stores to try to find them, and they don't have them, but I found them online.
Can you order them online?
Legally? Probably.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean? I mean, is it just you surf to the website, click buy,
I haven't tried that, but I've found some websites where people have posted the graphic novels.
Naughty, naughty, Anthony.
I'm curious because I was just listening to a Fringe podcast and they were talking about the comic books and I said, comic books.
Is that the Fringe podcast? Because I think I'm subscribed, but I haven't listened to it yet. Is it pretty good?
They're pretty decent. They're pretty decent. But I really like the mythology.
So what do we have going on Fringe right now? So we think that Dr. Walter Bishop is in some sort of plan where he was... I don't really know what's... I know what's going on, but he, manipulated the future, and he's responsible for all these weird things that's going on, but he's crazy, and he doesn't kind of remember everything, and he wrote some sort of manifesto.
Okay, this is my theory. Well, it's not really a theory, but this is what I believe is going on.
Okay.
Walter Bishop and William Bell were partners. They were.
Do we know William Bell yet? Was he the guy in jail?
In jail?
That broke out of jail and
No. That's
somebody else. Okay.
That's someone.
So totally we haven't met this other.
We haven't. Yeah, we haven't seen William Bell yet.
Okay.
The rumor
is
it's going to be Leonard Nimoy. If you watched this past week's episode, at the end they had a little video that Walter was watching. If you listen carefully, that sounded just like Leonard Nimoy talking to.
Did you tell me that on Twitter?
That
was you.
A young Olivia. He called her Olive, but that's what the other guy in the episode called her, was Olive. But if you listen carefully, it's Walter Bishop and William Bell talking to each other. And it sounded like Leonard Nimoy to me. But it's been confirmed that he's going to be in the season finale and possibly some episodes next season.
So season finale. How long? How many episodes do we have to the season finale?
I think three.
Either two or three. Oh, I want more.
Let me finish the background. They were lab partners.
All right.
And they used to do all these wild experiments years ago.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I think in the early 90s, there was a lab experiment where an assistant was killed.
Right.
And instead of Walter Bishop being thrown in jail, he was deemed to be crazy because I think he became schizophrenic, and they put him in an institution.
Okay.
Well, a little while later, William Bell created Massive Dynamic, which is the big company, where a lot of these supposed things have come out or they know about, or maybe a scientist from there did something else. But a lot of these experiments that are popping up and weird things always seem to be somehow related to something that he either worked on or knew about.
Right.
Right. And you know, one of the things is we don't know if he's actually William Bell pretending to be Walter Bishop, and Walter Bishop is the one who's running Massive Dynamic. But I think
Oh, you just messed with my mind right now. That right. What? Are you kidding me? No, we can't, because that's not true, because the son knows who's his dad. Right?
Well, we don't really know if the son may or may not be a clone of Walter Bishop or William.
Oh, come on, you are stretching. That is
I'm stretching it, but the show has a lot of weird things going on, and I wouldn't put it past the guy who wrote, you know, Lost and Alias, do some crazy things. Yeah.
I mean, it's been crazy, but he's been kind of logical about the relationships. That would just, I don't know.
Well, okay.
Way this, over the top and too much.
Well, these are the things, if you think about. They had one episode. Remember when Olivia had her fiancé's memories downloaded into her brain?
Yeah, that's a stretch. Yeah.
Right. Well, that happened on the show, right?
Yeah.
Right. So she started remembering the things he remembered, and she was slowly losing herself and sort of becoming him, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, let's say there was the experiment where William Bell and Walter Bishop weren't getting along. Let's say William Bell said, you know, I want to make money with this stuff. And Walter's like, no, we're doing it for science sake. Well, let's say they work better together. He knocks out Bishop, throws him in the tank, downloads all his memories. And that's why Walter is all crazy, because his brain has been scrambled because of that tank experience. Didn't think about that.
I did not think about that.
All right. And remember this.
Wow.
This episode was about the transgenics, about splicing DNA. Let's say that at some point they splice their DNA together to create the sun.
That's really hard, though. I mean, that's really roundabout.
That is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just saw a show that had a creature that was made up of 17 different animals, too.
All right. Well, you're right on that one. I'm not going to.
We also have had a machine that teleports people. And we've had a beast that has, man that changed into, I call him an Arkansas Razorback. Remember on the airplane?
Oh, yes, he sure did. I remember
right,
that one.
So there's been some crazy stuff happening on that show. So I wouldn't put it, I'm not definitely saying it's true. I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff that's out there that could come to pass, but we don't know yet. And now we found out, you know, Olive or Olivia was part of an experiment, too.
And then somehow she ended up on the very team that was researching these things, right.
And
which
remember,
is, you
know. The woman from Massive Dynamic is trying to recruit her to come work for Massive Dynamic too.
Yeah, I thought she was just being weird.
No,
you think maybe she knows everything, and
I think she knows more than she's letting on, and I think she knows about the experiments that Walter Bishop and William Bell did, and I think she knows about the experiments they performed with that drug. What was that drug called? I can't remember the name of it.
Dude, I want to say promycin, but I know that's 4,400.
That's 44.
That's the first thing that came to mind. It's easy.
I like 4,400.
Yeah, I liked it, too.
And they just kind of ripped that one off the air. Yeah,
it got wacky in the end, too. And
yeah, I think a lot of times these writers seem like they know the end is coming, and so they just start throwing stuff
out there, yeah. Well, Fringe, I'm enjoying that one. It's good to hear your insights. I'm fascinated with the book manifesto that that Walter thinks he's written, and he doesn't really remember everything, and he doesn't truly know what's going on, but I like how he's totally involved, both feet in, and he only is learning about it as we're learning about it, and I really enjoy that about the show.
But we also know he's holding back, too. Because now he knows about the experiment on Olivia with the videotape, but I wonder if he's going to tell them that he knows.
Ooh. Yeah, he'll He has to hold that back right now.
He should tell her. You know, he should show her the videotape. But I doubt if he does, because he already feels responsible for some of the things that's happened. And he probably doesn't want to make it seem like he's the source of her anxiety that she's having now.
Yeah. That is very weird. I think it's well written. I think the comic relief with Walter being, you know, dancing and just...
Walter's great.
Yeah! It's just this show is just written well, and the actors, you know, Olivia, I was on the fence about her at first, because, you know, I could kind of tell that English wasn't her first accent language. I mean, it's the first language, but it's not her accent, and she was kind of struggling with it, but she's warming up.
Yeah, she's getting it.
Yeah, she's getting it. So that was just a nitpick, because I was like, what's going on here? Something's weird. And then, you know, how you just feel that weird thing, and then I let go of it, because they're all just doing so great. Yeah.
The hardest thing about shows like that and Lost and those other shows is you tend to think too hard about it.
Yeah.
And this one, I had listened to a podcast earlier, Joe Opinionated.
Yes, I love her.
I like her too, but... Boy, she thinks real hard about some stuff.
But she figures things out, because it's things that I didn't pick up if I hadn't been reading her blog, if I hadn't been, you know, had her on my podcast a couple of times.
Right.
Like, she was right on about the kid. She was right on about, what's her face? What's Freckles going to Sawyer's old girlfriend? She was, you know... write about something about Penny and the boat.
I just don't have the time to sit down and watch a show 3 or 4 times. I have other shows to watch.
No, but she is all about Lost. I'm glad though that if she, you know, a person can pick up, because it's a hard show, and for people who do have time and are enthusiastic about it, you read what they say and then you understand more without having to watch it 3 or 4 times.
She's motivated. My wife is a huge Lost fan.
Uh-huh.
That motivated us to... She was like, wait a second, because we listened to that podcast together. And
okay.
Like, wait a second, we missed all that? And we had to go back and watch. It's like, oh. So now we got to go back. We started with first season, which we watched when it was on.
Oh, my God, you went all the way to first season? Again.
Yes, we are watching it again.
No, I'm not going to do it. Y'all are...
We're watching it again, yes.
My goodness. Well, at least you have somebody to watch with. Y'all can bounce off of each other. And so you should have had her on.
all you talk about is Lost.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you do Fringe. You do... Oh, well, so as far as Lost, like I'm saying, Joe was right about... We finally figured out why Ben was beat up. He was beat up because he wanted to go kill Penny.
Right.
And Joe has suspected that he had went to Penny, but...
And Desmond beat him down.
Yeah, Desmond beat him down, but we feared that Penny might have been dead, and so I was relieved to know that she wasn't, that she's still on this planet.
Yeah, I'm just afraid that the show is going to just... I don't like this term, but they're going to jump the shark at some point.
And I felt when the smoke monster, Ben and the smoke monster thing, that was weird, and I didn't like it. And I've never had Jump the Shark yell at me in my brain so loud as when that episode, I don't know what it was about that episode that kind of put me off.
Okay, I have a feeling that this next episode, if Daniel Faraday is going to start explaining stuff, whatever his explanation is going to dictate, you know, how good or how bad the show is going to end for me. Because I
Why do you think he's going to explain stuff? Why do you think that he has been brought in to explain? I thought maybe he was brought in to
Well, they've pretty much resolved a lot of stuff. They've answered some questions, but the big questions that are out there is how are they going to get back? And what is the incident? And Daniel Faraday is going to have some theory. He's going to have some explanation as to why. I just have a feeling he's going to try to explain it to the viewers, because it's getting a little out there right now.
Yeah.
You don't see, well, how are John Locke, how is he going to get everyone back from the past? You know?
Yeah.
And what is this incident they keep talking about? And it's hopefully,
what effect has them being in the 70s have on what happened in the future when they come to the island? how...
Well, technically, you won't have any effect, because whatever happened has happened.
Oh.
Yeah. I know you hate hearing that, but...
Yeah.
But you can't change it, because it's already happened. But the incident, I just don't want it to be Miles going in and deciding he wants to feed himself a bottle. And, you know, next thing you know, the whole universe flips.
If he does explain, they're just going to have something else to mess with our minds about, even if they explain. Because you notice how they explain One Piece. And then they'll take us back in time to, you know, Proto-Man, or if that even is even a thing. And they'll just keep on messing with our minds until they cancel the damn show. I mean,
well, they only have one more season, so we'll see.
Wow. I don't know. Are you still enjoying it? Have you felt shark jumpish lately? Or?
I feel it coming.
After all these years, they've been so good about keeping us into it for all these years. You don't have faith that they'll do us right in the end?
They've done everything. They have reverted to the time travel storyline.
That is true.
They had the monsters. They've had polar bear. You know, they've had dreams. Dreamwalkers, they've done everything. Now they've done time.
Not everything, because we still don't know what's the guy name? Richard Alpert is, or what the others
are. Yeah, that's their ace up the sleeve, is how they're going to play that out. It's going to be some Egyptian mythology thing, probably, and that'll be it.
They'll be gwalled. Speaking of Wild, are you looking forward to the Stargate, what is the new one called? Stargate Universe? Yeah, Universe. You looking forward to that?
You know, I like Stargate, but I think they went as far as they could with it. I think I think Universe is just a way for them to keep that property alive, because I can't see any reason to watch it other than you have to be a diehard Stargate fan. I mean, seriously.
So are you going to bother or no?
I'm going to probably watch it.
I
give everything a chance. The hardest thing, I hate investing in new sci-fi shows, because they just, it's like Dollhouse. I saw the advertisement for Dollhouse, I said, I'm not going to watch this because it's going to get canceled. And then I heard
for Dollhouse.
Yeah, I heard some people talking about it. I said, well, you know what, let me give it a chance. So I started watching it. Now I'm into it, and now it's going to be canceled.
We think it's going to be canceled. It's not official yet.
It's going to be canceled. It's going to be canceled.
Do you think it was a good show? I mean, I love it. Like, I just watched the episode where the dead lady found out who killed her, and it was her son. Oh, sorry for the spoilers. Oh,
thanks a lot.
Oh.
No, I'm just playing. You can spoil it. Right.
don't treat me like that. Are you watching it?
I've watched every episode so far except for last night. Except for last night. I like the show. I just have a lot of problems with it. I don't care about spoilers. It bothers me when people say, don't spoil me, don't spoil me. I'm sorry, my bad. Move on. Get over it. It's just a TV show.
Yeah, relax.
It's like there are a lot of people upset when someone spoiled the end of Star Wars. I'm like, if you haven't seen it in 30 years, I can't help it.
Wait, there's people out there who haven't seen Star Wars and they are mad when you tell them what happened?
Yes, they get upset when it happened.
But
back to Dollhouse, I just have some issues with it. Like, they're just like glorified prostitutes to me. And it's like watching Alias.
Yes, it sure is. And I didn't really like Alias.
I liked the first couple of seasons of Alias, then it got terrible, and then the last season was pretty good. So I don't watch anything. I watched Dollhouse, and
I like the science of it. Well, the, you know, science in quotation marks over it, and I mean, it's fascinating a little bit. It's just slow. It's a little slow.
It is slow. And I like Deadbolt. I like him. Remember they called him Deadbolt in The Matrix?
Oh, yes.
Locke?
Yes, Locke.
He's great. That's about the best thing about the show. Yeah.
He is. Yeah. I love him. I want to see him in other things, because he's delightfully grumpy, and I like that.
Yeah.
He's just
But it's tough getting involved in new sci-fi shows. Like, I was a big fan of Eli Stone. I was a big fan of Pushing Daisies. I like New Amsterdam. I like Journeyman.
I love that. Yeah.
Like, all these shows, you, oh, wow, this is great. Then
Jericho.
Then they can't. I didn't watch Jericho. I watched Jericho for about, I think, the first 5 or 6 episodes, and I didn't see where it was going.
I liked it. I don't know what... I think it took me that long as well, but you kind of have to get through it, because the characters you kind of start caring about, and that's pretty much why I like Jericho.
Yeah. So I did a post on my blog about sci-fi shows that were canceled too early, and when I look at the list, I'm like, man, those are all great shows, and they're just all gone.
Yeah.
They don't stay on very long. I really like Kings. I'm really into Kings. That's probably my favorite show right now.
Why?
Why?
Yes.
Because one genre we never really get into is on television is magic realism. And it's magic realism. It's really a fantasy show.
Like Dresden Files?
Well, Dresden Files, let's say you're using magic actively.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you have wizards and warlocks and magicians.
Right.
Well, yeah, but not in Kings. In Kings, it's called magic realism. It's sort of where, you know, there are signs and you have to follow the signs and, you know, you just don't do magic. Things sort of, I don't want to call it a happy coincidence, but there are things that happen that can't really be explained. You know, because it's supposed to be sort of a retelling of the story of David.
Oh.
You know, and there are things like the main character was about to be assassinated, and at the same time, these guys were trying to get these doves out of a cove at a house, and they threw a grenade in there to blow the doves out. At the same time, the doves flew out. They flew across where the main character was, and the bullet hit one of the doves and not the main character.
Poor dove.
King Silas, who's the king, he always gives this speech about how he was on the battlefield and all these butterflies started flying around him and they landed on his head in a crown. And that told him that God had decided that he should be king. Well, in one episode, he's looking out at the main character, David, standing in the garden.
Hmm.
And these butterflies start flying around David and they land on his head in a crown. And that kind of upsets him because he realizes that God has now decided that David should be king. But David has interpreted to mean that he should follow King Silas. He doesn't realize that he's going to be king. That's what I say. It's really, really in depth. It's sort of like Lost. You have to really watch it because they're always telling you, you know, about the signs and you have to follow the signs. But it's not magic explicitly. It's sort of a subtle type of thing. Like I said, it's magic realism. Wikipedia. Look it up.
Thank you. Please. Teacher. Yeah, no, I'm not going to try Kings. I don't even, because I heard it's already canceled, so I'm not going
to
buy
it. Yeah, they moved it to Saturday nights, and now they're going to bring it back in the summer, and that pretty much is,
yeah.
I mean, it's not coming back.
Yeah, because you explained it, and I'm like, you know, when I watch TV, if I want to be highbrow, I'll read a book, you know, but when I watch TV, I want to see guns and shooting and, you know, explosions and real shallow stuff.
Shallow. Not something like Battlestar Galactica.
That was shallow. Well, no.
No, it wasn't shallow. Which is, you told me not to watch Caprica. You know, about 10 minutes after you said that, I stopped watching it. Because I was like, why am I watching this?
Did you like it at all, Caprica?
It was weird.
Oh.
It was weird. It was weird. You know,
what are they doing with that? I mean, you're going to watch it again?
I'm going to sit down and probably today start over and try to watch it again and see what's going on because I'm trying to relate it to Battlestar Galactica. So
what they should have told you is to just forget Battlestar Galactica and accept it for what it is right then and there.
Right. And then you do that, and then I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to try to push it all out of my head. And then there's a terrorist organization that is involved with trying to get everyone to believe in the one true God. Okay, I'm done. That's when I stopped watching it. they were talking about, I can't remember what it's called, but the Soldiers of the One True God is something like that. And I'm thinking, oh, okay.
What is this religious theme thing that they have going on in Battlestar Galactica? Because it seems like they're like just overdoing it.
I don't know. But when they did that and he was explaining the Soldiers of the One True God, I said, I can't watch this because this sounds like Cylons. So now you're going to tell me they're going to be humans who are going to be, you know, blowing people up because they believe in the one true God. Okay, so, alrighty.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to invest a lot into it, into that series. I'll watch this pilot and see where it goes, but.
No.
And it's supposed to be 58 years before or something like that.
Just 58?
I'm pretty sure it's 58 or something like that. And I'm thinking, how did it get from where they are to,
because technology moves fast. We're in a high-paced world.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so you got Fringe, you got Lost. Well, I'm not doing Heroes, dude, because I'm just going to whine. I'm just going to bitch and moan about it. I'm just going to leave Heroes alone. Let's see. What else do you like? What are you
Smallville?
Looking forward to? We're not going to do Smallville either. Movies. Let's go to movies because TV sounds dismal. What are you looking forward to other than Star Trek? What else are you looking forward to?
How you know I was looking forward to Star Trek?
Dude, if you are not looking forward to Star Trek, we're going to stop talking right now.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's move on. I am looking forward to Star Trek.
Okay, let's talk about Star Trek then. Why? Because I know a lot of people who are stuck on Kirk is my, you know, he's my doctor, you know.
You mean like the people who are doctors, they're Tom Baker and Colin
Baker?
Yeah,
you know, so Kirk is their captain, and that's the only captain that, you know, they can have.
Those people are crazy. They're not fans of Star Trek. If you're a fan of Star Trek, it doesn't matter who your captain is. I didn't care for Janeway, but guess what? She's a Star Trek captain, so she's all right in my book.
I like Janeway a little. I liked her more than the latest one on Enterprise. Scott Bakula. Yeah.
Archer.
Yeah, he was just so dry.
Anyone who watched any Star Trek, anything, should be looking forward to this movie. It's going to be, I think it's going to be big.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
And do you think, like, mainstream media people, mainstream everyday people are going to be excited about it to where, you know, these guys are getting awards or anything like that? Or do you just...
No. They'll be excited to pump it up and talk about it. And kind of like Iron Man. Remember how Iron Man was huge?
Yeah, but didn't he get a lot of awards and a lot of press? And
Maybe a couple of special effects awards, but that's about it. We'll see. We'll see. I think it's going to be.
Will it make Star Trek cool again?
Of course. Of course. I mean, they're young. They all look good. You know, it's got Eric Bana in it. You know, all the people who are in the cast, they're not going to be doing a whole lot of other stuff anyway. I mean, it wasn't like they were huge to begin with.
That is true. Well, except for the guy that's doing Scotty. What's his name? British guy? Shaun of the Dead.
I can't think of his name. Him or the guy who was playing Dr. McCoy. Carl.
Oh, yeah, that one guy, yeah. Simon Pegg is his name.
Simon Pegg and Carl Urban, yeah. They may be in and out, but Simon Pegg has his own thing.
The lady that played Uhura, she was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, but she never had any really big parts either.
That is true. Well, this is her.
This will make her icon status.
Oh, forever. Boy, are they going to, for the rest of their lives, this is it. This is it for them.
I don't think they know what they're getting into.
You
think about it, they could probably do about 4 or 5 movies. I mean, how bad is that?
Yeah, you think they're going to make more after this?
Oh,
with
yeah.
The same characters? You think they're going to get that many out of them? Because you know, when you make one movie and then...
They're going to do 3. There's going to be 1 and maybe 2 more at least.
So does the whole odd movie, even movie thing apply here? Or
I'm going to say the same thing I said about...
Is it a refresh?
If people who are into that, even the odd ones are good and the even ones are bad, they're not really Star Trek fans. Because the thing about being a fan is you're a fanatic. It doesn't really matter how good or bad it is. You're going to go watch it, you're going to enjoy it, and you move on.
Or you're going to watch it and not enjoy it, but bitch about it and still buy it. Ooh, that sounds like me.
No. Yeah, it's like I keep buying every season of Smallville.
Oh, man.
It's worse and worse, and I just keep buying it. But, yeah. I know you don't want to talk about Smallville.
Why do you still watch it, man?
I guess I'm a glutton for punishment.
You have to be.
Hey, I'm a Superman fan. Watch it.
There's no Superman in that at all. Well, I mean, I guess it is, but it's like Superman after your mother bird have chewed it up and barfed it.
You know
for
what it's like to me? I was a big fan of Lois and Clark, and it's starting to remind me of Lois and Clark. Yeah, and that makes it sort of nostalgic to me. So,
I guess.
Yeah. Wolverine is going to be big.
Big.
Transforms
you're
is going
to
be big.
Are you looking forward to it? Have you succumbed to the rumors about the, I guess, the leaked version and people saying it sucked? And
It wasn't finished. Yeah. You know? It's hard to judge something that's not finished and people still have wires on them and you see the green screen.
Why anybody would want to watch that.
I don't either.
So we have Wolverine, we have Star Trek, we have Transformers. Did you like the first one?
First one was good, yeah.
Yeah, really, you didn't mind the little kitty, like, you know, it was kind of kitty.
It was kitty to you?
A little. I mean, some of the jokes and some of the way it was.
The humor was maybe a little young, but I wouldn't say it was kitty.
I have to agree with you. Yes, humor was young, but it's not, Lion King or anything.
It's not that kitty.
Yeah. So you enjoyed it is all of me.
I enjoyed it. I think it had a little bit of something for everyone.
I agree with that. I totally loved it. And I rarely buy DVDs because I never watch them, but I bought this one. I didn't watch it, but I still bought it. But I liked it.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I'll watch it. It comes on HBO and I'll watch it like I've never seen it before.
so what do you say? Wolverine, what else is coming out?
Terminator. Salvation.
Oh, duh. I don't know. I want to see it because, you know, it's Terminator, but it looks depressing.
All the Terminators are depressing.
No, I mean, some of them have a little bit of fun and, the story's interesting and things like that, but this one looks like it's basically a war movie with robots and
right. Yeah. But they have all pretty much been depressing and pessimistic and the end of the world is coming and we can't stop it. I don't remember anything being fun. Even the Sarah Connor Chronicles, same thing.
I don't know, the story gets in the way of we're all going to die for me on Sarah Connor. What did you think about Sarah Connor anyway? Because now there's a threat of cancellation with this one too. The story, I like.
You know, I watched the first season. And,
look at you.
And then I watched the first episode of this season and something just told me I couldn't do it. But then I heard so many people talking about how good it was, and I went back and I started watching it again. The story is pretty good. I don't know. I thought it was good. Like I said, I watched it.
It's just mediocre to you.
I wouldn't say mediocre.
What is on the fence? What's on the fence for you about it? I mean, what makes you not rave about it?
You know what? It goes back to the not wanting to invest in something that's probably not going to make it.
You've been burned too many times, baby bird.
I could give you a list of about 30 shows that I'm like, wow, I gotta watch this in 3 episodes.
You've been
and it's
scarred.
Gone.
Yeah. Poor thing. I'm pretty much the same way, but I'll still give him a chance. Except for Battlestar stuff, I won't watch that anymore.
the last 3 or 4 episodes of the Sarah Connor Chronicles was really, really good. I mean, they were really, really well written.
Yes.
I saw where it was going. I can even make it fit into the whatever storyline you want it to fit into. And I think it ended fairly well. I liked it too
because they killed the one guy, but they brought him back.
His uncle,
the 90210 guy, or what was he? I don't know. I forget his name. Reese.
Yeah.
And Reese. I was very upset at how his death was just, it was unexpected. Mm-hmm. It was fast, and they moved on like nothing.
Like it was almost, and see, the thing is, the way they moved on made me think that he was going to come back.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Because it was almost like he was killed as an afterthought. It's like, oh, we're going to shock you with this, and then it was almost like it wasn't even important.
Well, yeah, but they killed D like that on Battlestar Galactica. She didn't come back. I'm still bitter about that.
That was probably the most shocked I have been all season on any TV show.
Oh, man.
When she did that, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was it for me right there.
I was just mad that it threw out my, her being the fifth Cylon.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be her. But anyway.
Oh, no. No, they wouldn't give us that much. But,
I have a whole nother thing about that.
No. We're not going to do that. But with Reese coming back, and he I think so the next season, if there is a next season, he's going to be back in the future going on adventures with his dad and Reese.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be the Sarah Connor Chronicles anymore.
I thought about that, but do we really need her? Because I swear to God, every episode she's just getting beat up. Every episode. She's flying around, somebody's throwing her around, her hair is everywhere, and she's just, I'm tired of that one being abused. Yeah. I'm just tired of it. It's like every episode she's getting whooped on.
Yeah, pretty much. And her and Cameron too. Cameron gets beat up every
episode.
She's
a robot.
There are people that have a whole other issue about that too, and women and being beaten up on Friday nights. So.
What is that? What do you mean? You think there's
a thing? Dollhouse, women were getting beat up on Dollhouse.
I was like, is this a thing with Fox where they just beat women up on Friday? I don't.
There are women beating up on the Sci-Fi Channel too. You know, Battlestar Galactica, they're getting beaten up. So
it didn't bother me as much. I mean, Dollhouse, they're agents and they're trained to fight and blah blah blah. I don't know. Sarah Connor just was like, to every episode, can we stop? Can't she put? She had one episode where she put on makeup and had her hair tied back. That was just
the thing when she had a blind. Was that first season when she went on that date? That was last season.
She did go on a date too. No, she went like starting a business with some guy, and she had her hair in a bun, and then Cameron had her hair in a bun, and of course they ended up whooping ass at the end, and her hair came, you know, got messed up.
Before a while they looked like, you know, regular.
Yeah.
Women.
But no, they have to. I mean, because I think women can fight, and I don't think it's, you know, oh, woman abuse, blah, blah. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, for crying out loud, can we see an episode without this woman getting beat up? And Sarah Connor Chronicles, maybe it's her chronicling. Maybe she'll do a voiceover, and we don't need her.
Well, if they do, I think they'll split it. They'll have her in the past. They may do.
That could get hard.
Episodes of her in the past and episodes of John in the future. It's going to be weird. We'll see how that goes. Now, TV shows, I'm ready for Eureka to come back.
Oh, man, I've been ready for Eureka, and then now they're moving it, so it looks like it could possibly be canceled as well.
I don't think so, because if you think about it, Sci-Fi puts their best shows on Friday nights.
Yeah, there was a lot of fear on Twitter the other night when they heard that Eureka got moved to Friday night, and people were calling it the death slot.
I don't think it is for Sci-Fi. You know, they had Doctor Who and Battlestar Galactica on that night. Stargate Atlantis. That's their like
Farscape
NBC's
before
Thursday
they killed
night.
It,
that's I think that's their night for their, I don't want to say flagship shows, but I think
that's a good description.
I think that's where they want to put their flags. You know, you kind of want to have a signature night as a network. You know, NBC was Thursday night. Now it's Monday night for them. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, well. Any other shows or any movies that you want to talk about? Or anything you're excited about? Anything else?
That's about it. Have you heard anything about Warehouse 13?
I've been looking forward to that. That's another Sci-Fi original. I don't know anything about it other than the commercials that I've seen.
Yeah, okay. Because the thing about Sci-Fi is, they pretty much seem like they'll throw anything out there and see how it works. Which is why I can't understand why they canceled Dresden Files, which had a pretty good run, and they got rid of that.
It didn't work. The main guy, Dresden, he didn't work for a while for me. His supporting characters, his magic head guy, skull guy, I loved him. What is it, Bill or Bob or whatever? Bob. I liked him, but...
And the stories were pretty good.
They were pretty good, but his chemistry overall just, I don't know, he didn't work. And I don't think people, I wanted to see, because it's a good story. I heard the books are awesome, but for some reason I don't know. But I don't know about this Warehouse 13. I know it's a sci-fi original. They're going to try their best with it. Because when was the last new sci-fi original? Eureka?
It must have been.
And they seem to be excited about Eureka. Or maybe not. I don't know what they're doing with it. But it has good ratings.
Yeah, it does. And a lot of people are into it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Well, we'll see. Unless you have anything else you want to throw out there, I guess we can wrap this up, Anthony.
No.
Are you going to see Twilight? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You know, I had a copy of Twilight, and I watched about 25 minutes of it, and that was...
Hey, that's longer than Caprica.
That was enough. Well, I'm going to give Caprica another shot. I'm done with Twilight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me be careful, because there are a lot of people out there who like Twilight, so...
They're all, like, 18, so we can beat them up.
Oh, no. I know. They're not all 18. Trust me.
Oh, my goodness. I wanted to watch it. I bought it, but they didn't want to play on my computer or something. So I still... Maybe that was a sign.
Yeah. Oh, Harry Potter. Harry Potter's coming out.
Oh, so that's this year.
That's this year, yeah.
I'm not ready for another Harry Potter.
I am. I'm ready for it to be over.
Yeah. I'm kind of done with them. They were good. I liked the first couple because they were, like, wild and exciting. And now they're all dark and angsty and I don't know.
Dark and angsty is the end. Who wants to see happy-go-lucky?
I'm ready for happy. I'm tired of dark. You know that. You listen to me. I've been bitching and moaning about...
Battlestar Galactica. Battlestar Galactica isn't happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, if you consider people dying and... what type of person are you? I don't know. All right, Anthony, let's go ahead and wrap this one up. I really enjoyed you. Looking forward to some of these movies. And go ahead and give us your URL and your Twitter username again.
The URL is blackgeekdom.com. Mm-hmm. And my Twitter is MitchAnt2. MitchAnt, the number 2.
And I thank you for joining me. I'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's the show. Thanks for listening. To comment on the show, go to scifipartyline.com or email me at fancyfinbot@gmail.com. To leave your thoughts via voicemail, give me a call at 206-203-2289. If you want to join in the next episode or have a show that you want to talk about, just find me under the username of fancyfinbot on Skype, Twitter, MySpace, or Facebook, or just go to fancyfinbot.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes. Again, thanks for listening, and see you at the party next time.